Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. And if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right. So today I have Ajay Bam on the line, and he's co-founder and CEO of Viral. Ajay, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Really looking forward to having this conversation.
All right. So I'm excited to get into Viral. And I mean, you just now closed a seed round. I understand that you're oversubscribed. I mean, lots of big things going on there. So first off, just want to say congrats. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's a hustle. And, you know, with everything going on with COVID, I think we're just very lucky, very fortunate to have amazing investors and being able to close the round.
It's awesome. So we'll get further into that and what that looks like. But first, I'd like to start with our Mission Matters Minute that we start all our shows with. So Ajay, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Ajay, what mission matters to you?
Yeah, so for us here at Viral, we are helping brands and retailers increase revenue and find new customers by leveraging authentic fan video content, such as reviews, unboxing videos, how-to videos, and more for insights, demand gen, and content marketing. So we are a fan video commerce platform that helps brands and retailers with fan discovery, insights, rating and ranking of their content, and then helps them license and leverage all the videos to drive more commerce. And really, we help them drive more sales, conversion, engagement, and find new customers with all things fan video. So think of us at a very high level as a Google for video. And we're also one of the very few companies in the world that can Google inside the video as well to enable video commerce. So, you know, we believe that the future of commerce is video. It will start with video. It will end with video. Millions of customers are now starting their shopping journeys with video on social media, video on their phones, videos being shared by their friends, and video in e-commerce as well. So, you know, a brand like Nike or L'Oreal, they have millions of videos on YouTube and Instagram and all these platforms, but really have no way to really harness all that content to drive more sales. So essentially at Viral, if someone made a great review about a Nike product on social media, we help these brands dig through millions of videos and find the top 10 reviews and that people are posting about their product and brand, and then help them rate and rank all that content and license that content for product marketing. So any brand, you know, if there was a great review, they would love to know it happened and be able to leverage and license that content. So that's really the ultimate mission we have here at Viral, is really to help brands and retailers grow revenue with all things video. So, you know, think of us at a very high level as a company that has trained machines to capture videos from multiple platforms, understand videos, and then help leverage videos for content marketing.
That's awesome.
That's Viral.
Love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the show to share why they do what they do, and you're helping brands. And we'll talk more definitely about the platform, because I want to get in the weeds in this one, because I think what you're doing is really amazing, and it's pretty groundbreaking. So, but first off, like, how did you get on this path of being an entrepreneur and starting Viral? Like, how did you get started?
Yeah. So, you know, I think I'm very fortunate to come from a very entrepreneurial family. My dad always said, you know, you got to own Intel, not work for one. as in start a business. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, growing up, it was sort of, you know, I always say that entrepreneurship is a disease that you can pass around. And it really came to me, the value system for entrepreneurship and being an entrepreneur came from my parents. Mm. And so I'm very fortunate to have parents who support me in everything I do. But really beyond that, you know, my background is really, I've been studying shopping behavior for about 15 years now. So in my prior life before Viral, I'm both a computer scientist and an MBA by background. I previously built a mobile shopping app company called Motive Media out of Boston. Mm-hmm. So we built an app where you can scan and bag inside retail stores and supermarkets with your phone. So ended up having a successful exit with that. We had raised venture capital money. I was the CTO and co-founder for that company as well. Mm-hmm. We grew that company and then sold that company to Catalina Marketing in 2009. And then after that, I went to work for Nokia, the phone company, where I launched the App Store in about 35 countries around the world.
Wow.
So I study online and offline shopping behaviors. Mm-hmm. So after I left Nokia and it was acquired by Microsoft, I actually moved from Boston to Berkeley, California. Mm-hmm. And I joined UC Berkeley as a professor where I was teaching innovation and startups at Haas for a couple of years. And while I was there, I was already thinking about, you know, what's next. So, you know, once an entrepreneur, always an entrepreneur. Yeah. Wanted to get back into another, solving another big problem. And so, you know, a couple of years ago, I began noticing that a lot of customers now are starting with video. So, you know, everyone, including my niece, you know, anytime she wants something, she's 13 years old, she will literally send me a YouTube video saying, "Hey, uncle, you know, I want this," right? So 85% of shoppers say that they watch videos before they shop. And the reason is videos increase brand trust by 20x, and it reduces review fraud because you can see the product, the person, the emotions inside the video, right? And so ultimately, brands are now, you know, COVID really changed the conversation around video. I mean, video is already growing 200% year to year.
Yeah.
But during COVID, it grew 600%.
Wow.
So, and of course, TikTok was the big breakout platform during COVID. So every brand and retailer is now trying to figure out, you know, how to leverage video and really authentic video content in their shopping journeys for their customers. And meanwhile, you know, during COVID, Amazon launched a new store where you can watch videos and buy products. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we believe that Amazon has already amassed over 250 million video reviews on the platform.
Wow.
So what's happening now is that, you know, customers are going to expect videos on their shopping pages on both the retailer websites, shopping sites, and also the brand websites as well, right? So how do you really harness the power of video, make sense of all this amount of amounts of massive data is really the problem that we're focusing on at Viral. And video is here to stay. If anything, we'll see a new platform every year coming up. So, you know, customers are posting videos now across 30 platforms in 89 languages, right? And as a brand or a retailer, I don't have the time to really dig through millions of, and there's no way to hire human power to watch millions of videos, right? Only machines will be able to systematize this and do this at scale. And this is where AI and machine learning comes in. This is really where my team comes in as well. Mm-hmm. I was very fortunate to meet my co-founder, Dr. Barbara at UC Berkeley. She has a PhD in machine learning and AI from Berkeley. And she was a scientist at Intel Research analyzing video and text. Mm-hmm. So she quit her job and the two of us started Viral about 4 years ago now. And here we are, you know, our timing of our business couldn't be better. You know, as they always say, you know, it's, you know, fundraising is one thing, but being at the right place at the right time with a massive opportunity is another thing. Mm-hmm. So I think we're just very fortunate that we've arrived at that opportunity with video.
Man, that's exciting. And I can see it. Like when you talk about user behavior and like the change in pattern and things like that, I think maybe once upon a time I didn't start on video, but you're right now. Now I go to YouTube, now I go to another platform. Now, even on Amazon, when you say like the video review, like if it has a video review and if I can see it and I can push play and I can feel like I'm kind of can see myself using it, I'm more likely to use that product than one that doesn't have a video review. Like, and especially if it's a third party and it's somebody else that's done the video, even more so. Like, I just feel like I trust it more. I don't know why. Like, I could be the only one that does that, but I'm like, oh, that guy, he's just a regular person. He's using it or she's using it too, like me. I personally even tend to like those better than some of the really polished, like, corporate ones, because I'm like, okay, that's not in studio, where this guy's in his garage. Like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. And I think, Adam, you hit the nail, right? Which is, you know, Kim Kardashian is great for brand awareness, but at the end of the day, when you think of the last mile shopping journey, you know, you arrived, you searched for a product, you arrived on the product page. Mm-hmm. What influences the conversion is what other customers like you, that look like you, are saying about the product and brand. And so that's really the goal of our platform, is really to help brands and retailers find those other 4,000 fans who love the brand, who are making amazing videos, they're talking about the brand. And so how do you find those top fans and those last mile 4,000 fans is really what we're focusing on. So we're focusing on building scale. So being able to provide millions of reviews for those 20 million product pages that Target or Walmart or any of these big retailers have.
So I want to go through the kind of the user journey there and or the user experience. And I guess there's two different sides to tackle that from. Obviously, there's the end user who is consuming the content and ideally making the purchase. And then the other side of that is the brand that may be working with Viral or using the platform. Maybe it's a beauty brand, right? Or it's a CPG company or something else, and they're wanting to use Viral. So which one do you want to start with for the user journey?
Let me actually start with the brand journey first, and then that will lead us into the customer journey as well. So today what happens is, you know, a customer buys a new car, buys a beauty product, or wears a dress, or buys a fashion brand. Okay. They come home, they make videos. The videos are being posted on Insta, they're sitting on their phone, or they're being on YouTube. And so what happens is, you know, for us at Viral, we're able to scan the web and we're able to find these videos. So what makes us very unique and special here at Viral is that we're able to help brands, you know, match millions of videos on YouTube to their entire product catalog. By product, category, brand, competitor, keyword, and hashtag. And once we match the video to a product, we then go inside the video and we parse the audio, text, and images to help brands and rate and rank all the content in 9 dimensions. And so those dimensions are sentiment analysis of the audio, scene analysis, indoor, outdoor, 600 scenes and landmarks. We analyze the demographic data, you know, who's in the video by age, ethnicity, and gender. Brand safety is one of the big concerns for brands. They want to make sure that there's no nudity or profanity or minors in the video. And so we scan, we also flag the video if there's any brand safety issues. We track all the engagement that's happening around the video as well. And so essentially, and keywords and all of that. So essentially, we're helping brands rate and rank all their top content in multiple dimensions. And then they can find all the top 10 reviews for their product. And then after we capture the video, we also capture the email address of the creator as well from their channel. And then so brands can reach out to them to license their content and also to invite them to their marketing campaigns, perhaps to do a product shout out for a new product launch that they're doing with their top fans. Or perhaps capture a review that they're missing right now on social media.
Yeah.
Or perhaps do a video contest. Have a fun contest around Christmas holidays, wearing your, you know, either your Christmas gear or during Halloween, you know, really decorating your face with a beauty product or a certain kind of lipstick and more. So essentially, we're able to help brands find this authentic content by analyzing the video in these 9 dimensions. And so really, the key to video commerce is video search, in-video search. And that's the problem we have solved. So I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Let's say you and I are both buying electronics, a headset product.
Okay.
And you're particularly interested in the sound quality of the product. I'm particularly interested in the color and the design and the shape of the headset, right? Or the comfort, right?
Yeah.
With Viral, both the brands and the customers can search inside the video. So you can literally search and say, you can type the word comfort, you can type the word sound quality, will take you inside the video where this feature is being discussed. So both you as a brand don't have to watch the entire video.
Wow.
You can instantly decide whether you're interested in leveraging this video for commerce. On the customer side, mm-hmm. We're building tools. So this actually gets into your second part of the question, which is we're now launching a Shopify app. We're putting a widget up. A widget essentially is going to be a place where we can showcase video reviews.
Yeah.
And there are three problems we solve for brands and for customers with our widget for Shopify. First, we're able to offer in-video search. So if there are 20 reviews on the page, you can instantly find inside the video what you're looking for and make your purchase decision. And right. this is very important for brands, right? At the end of the day, they care about helping customers make their informed purchase decisions. The second is personalization. So if I know that that Adam, who is 25 years old, male, is visiting the website, mm-hmm. I can launch a video that features who looks like you.
Wow.
Right? And personalization is also the holy grail, right? I mean, at the end of the day, people want to see people like them buying the product, right? Yeah. And then finally, the third component of this is really the Google SEO, right? I mean, a lot of us start our shopping journeys either on the search engine on Google or we start on a search engine on the homepage for Amazon, mm-hmm. on retailers or brand websites, right? So how can we lead with video, right? So essentially for search engines, we're adding, when Google indexes a page,
yeah.
anytime it hits a video on the page, it doesn't know what's inside the video. Mm-hmm. So with Viral, we're able to add the transcript. We're adding all the AI tags inside the video. So for the first time, wow. Google will now know what's inside the video. So they can pull the best top reviews, unboxing videos in the Google search results, right? Or if you're browsing a product on the homepage, we can help pull the best videos on your homepage that can start to drive more engagement and conversion, right? What's interesting about video is that the moment a video is playing in front of you, in front of your eyes will automatically, your brain is going to go towards moving images, mm-hmm. right? It's how our minds are geared as in general, right? So yeah, so we're helping solve both the problems, right? On the brand side, it's insights, licensing, and marketing. On the customer side, we're actually, brands are enabling via Viral, a tool mm-hmm. where customers can make their shopping decisions.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we have integrated with QR codes. So mm-hmm. QR codes is another big insight, I would say, that QR codes have really taken off during COVID. Mm-hmm. So, a customer can scan a QR code on the packaging and launch the videos, right? With Viral. And also we have embedded QR codes on the widget as well, on the tools, on the product page. So as you're watching the videos, you can even share that QR code with your friends so they can scan and open the shopping experience.
And so just to make sure I'm understanding this right, because you've used this term many times. And so you're looking at possibly millions of videos for a particular brand. So, and even just like, if we think about like one of the big problems you solved, and that's just the authenticity and just making sure that the brand is getting an ROI on their investment. Well, if you're looking through millions of videos, so if you think about like the old school way that this would have been done prior to Viral, you might call up an agency, maybe an agency that represents a certain amount of influencers or something else, or you might have your marketing team do some research and do their own search and see if they can see who's the best influencer out there that maybe matches their product, or you might, an influencer might come on your radar and you might contact them even though they've never reviewed your product or they don't know anything about you, but they have a niche audience that maybe matches your brand. All of those seem to me secondary to getting somebody that's already using your product, that's already authentically making videos, that's already like even the micro influencers. It's not just how many people. You might not need somebody with millions of followers. It might be somebody with 100,000 real followers might move your brand in like. And I've heard, I just happen to know, because I'm in the media business, I've heard people working with one influencer with 10,000 followers and they generated over $500,000 in revenue for their company. One influencer with 10,000, it was a higher dollar product and it was in a certain space that, justified that kind of revenue. But the point is that influencer has earned the trust of those followers for years. To find that particular person without having, like they got lucky. They got lucky on theirs. Like literally, he said, the person that I'm talking about said, yeah, he just came up on my feed one day. I got lucky because I was searching for it. And then I saw that it was real. I liked the content. I followed it. Like who has time for that? Not when you're looking at millions of videos. You can't just get lucky. Like you need something like viral to systematize it so that you can make this a legitimate part of your overall brand strategy, invest in it, grow systematically, and plan for future growth. Like you can't just be getting lucky on, I found this person, or I know a guy, or I know somebody that knows a guy, or we're going to invent somebody and have them that's already got a following and have them see if they, I mean, all of those are, seem to me, pretty risky propositions compared to what you're proposing.
Yeah. So, you know, essentially influence of followers are only goes so far, right?
Yeah.
You're not buying a product because an influencer simply has followed. You're buying the product because influencer actually said something positive or negative about the product inside the video, right? Mm-hmm. So when you start thinking about the quality of the content, you know, there are millions of reviews that are sitting on YouTube that just never got promoted because the person who made the video, they've uploaded the video, but they never cared to promote the video. But the video itself is extremely useful.
Yeah.
For shoppers to make their purchase decisions. So that's really the holy grail, right? Mm-hmm. How do you find all this content that micro-influencers are posting? And how do you really leverage all that content at scale is really what we're focusing on here at Varo. So our customer is really the head of digital marketing. Mm-hmm. So people at the brand marketers who use our product and who benefit from our product are really the social teams, the insights teams, and the content marketing teams at brands and retailers. And so essentially, you know, our goal is to help them continuously find all the top content that people are posting, right? I mean, you know, if you look at some of our top categories like beauty and fashion, you know, there's a company like Revlon is adding almost 20 to 50 SKUs every week.
Wow.
You know, it could be different colors of the product or it could be a new packaging or for a lipstick and so on, right? So the bottom line is for every e-commerce site, reviews drive commerce, right? In fact, people will not buy if there are no reviews or unboxing videos or how-to videos anymore, right? Because reviews build the trust. They add the brand trust. Mm-hmm. And text reviews have now been around for a while, but text reviews, in my opinion, are very old. They're archaic. You can't really, don't even know if the person actually had the product. And they're filled by bots. So video has now become the way for brands to have conversations with their customers. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we're driving with here at Varo is how do you really engage the customer in a number of different ways, right? And of course, you know, we're focusing on a lot of video content. We can also process, you know, even live video content as well after the live video ends, right? So essentially what we do is we make both the branded videos and the fan videos searchable and useful, right? So today, even some of the big brands have thousands of videos that they themselves created, right, for their products. And the problem is, you know, if the video is long, the customer is not going to watch that video. I mean, really, the key to, again, to key to video commerce is making video searchable and keeping it short, right? There's a reason why TikTok has taken off. It's the videos are less than 30 seconds, to be honest. They literally grab your attention before you lose it, right?
Yeah.
And so with our platform, we not only help brands make their content useful, we can push branded videos to the widget in front of the customer. Mm-hmm. We can make all their content searchable. And we can also, as they capture and license fan content, we also make that useful as well. So today, what we have done is we have integrated with three different platforms, social media platforms like YouTube. Yeah. YouTube, by the way, has the most video content. It has more video reviews and product videos and everything than Instagram and TikTok combined. And it has more video, even more video content than these two platforms combined.
Of course.
Because it has been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. We have integrated with e-commerce such as Shopify, so we can capture videos after purchase is made. And we can also influence the shopping behavior on the Shopify store. And then we have also integrated with platforms like Dropbox, so we can capture videos directly from customers by customers sharing their Dropbox link. So we really don't host any videos. The customer still owns the right to that video. We simply acquire the right on behalf. We help brands acquire the rights to use that video for content marketing. And the beauty here is we're solving a big problem for everyone, right? As a shopper, I want the right, I want to see the right videos.
Yeah.
If I'm making a video, I want people not to steal my video. I want to be rewarded, or
of course,
the model you can give creators rewards, you know, either cash or non-cash rewards. And for brands and retailers, they're interested in having a continuous supply of content to promote on their e-commerce pages, on social, and for all their brand for their brand strategy, right? So we really are have solved this problem as this trifecta: the shoppers, the creators, and the retailers and brands.
Yeah, and so that, I mean, the best thing we have now, or at least that I see for search, is really when some YouTube creators, they put very detailed minutes going down the line. But other than that, it's not searchable. Like, I can't go in there. I can't search. I can't get that exact function. So like this, the search part of it, I mean, that's like, that's a game changer to me. It's like, oh, I can search. It's done. It takes me to the right spot. There might be one or two. And then boom, like I get my information. I can go. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah. And, you know, for us, again, as I mentioned before, it's more than just searching title and description, right? We're actually searching inside the video. We're searching the audio track. We're searching the image track, right? We're searching the text, the transcript. We're searching a number of different features of what's inside the video.
Man. And then another part that you brought up is the you're solving a lot of problems for the creator side of things. So some people spend, like, you come across a video and you're like, man, this is amazing. This took a lot of time. And like, you respect it. You put a comment on it. You do other things like that. And then you see it and you're like, man, like, this person put heart into this. And then you see it and it doesn't have maybe the ranking you would hope it would. You're like, I had to go how long to look for this? Whereas something like that could potentially be like at the forefront for the quality. So now it's rewarding the creators, possibly, if the brand does end up aligning with them, number one. But number two, we're just going to get better content.
Absolutely.
So now,
And honestly, like, the other thing that also matters is competitor insights as well, right? On both the creators and fans and everything. So not only are we, brands can track their data on and their videos, but they can also track competitor fan videos and insights as well, right? And so essentially,
That's good. I didn't even think of that.
you know, we have many customers who have leveraged the competitor data to up their messaging, to understand what they have, what competitors have and what they don't have when it comes to video content, understanding the voice, the share of their video voice on social media, and then also understanding engagement. And then finally, we're able to generate sentiment and keywords on how people are expressing about your product and brand. So some of our customers have also found some new insights. For example, a big CPG brand, cheese brand that came to us, found some new correlation between ingredients, diets, and demographic data during COVID, right? Which they had previously not considered. And they're now using all this data for new product development, right? Wow. So video is so rich, right? There's so much data out there with video. And really, how do you harness that data is really what we're for. And we focus on commerce primarily. We don't do everything. And we're focusing on how can we help brands understand their customers, understand their fans, and then engage with them and do more.
Wow, that's amazing, Ajay. And great example. Like, that data then allowed them to create new products that people would care about from them. Like, that's a big deal. Like, what's the value of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, how do you source and dig through millions of videos, right?
That still blows my mind. You're saying millions. I mean, I still am trying to wrap my head around that. I understand, but it's a lot.
I mean, our goal is to get, you know, in a couple of years to billions, right? And then that's when we become a very successful big company. And that's really the vision. Like, our vision is to influence the entire shopping journey for the customer with video. The moment they type the product name in the search box to actually landing on the homepage, the product page, the shopping cart, and then post-purchase.
That's awesome. So speaking of growing the company, I do want to circle back to where we started, which was you just closed a round. Congratulations, you know, closing a seed round, not an easy thing to do. I believe you're oversubscribed even at the moment. I mean, tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we have just last Friday, we closed a $2 million seed round from investors. And we're very proud of who our investors are. Everyone from the head of engineering at Google Shopping invested in the company, to the SVP of engineering at e-commerce at Salesforce Marketing Cloud invested in the company, to the CTO of Airbnb, the head of AI at Pinterest invested in the company, the head of engineering at Amazon, at Microsoft. And so, you know, so it's who's of who of angel investors. Mm-hmm. And then also we have some great VC funds as well, such as Nomis Ventures out of New York, Nurture Ventures, Gangels, and a couple of other both micro VC and C-stage funds as well, who have invested in the company. So we're just beyond thrilled that we have the right kind of investors who will really help us, you know, open up their, you know, the money is going to come, but it's really the network, right? Mm-hmm. What really matters. So, you know, at this stage, you know, we're now with the money that we have just raised, we're hiring as well. So, you know, I just want to give a quick shout out to where we have a couple of open positions, director of engineering, sales reps, engineering manager as well on our website. So this money is going towards hiring talent, continuing to build the infrastructure to analyze millions and billions of videos as we go along, and really to build a really an awesome product and to spend some money on sales and marketing as well. So we raised on a convertible note, and also just happy to share that, you know, we're keeping the round open for a little bit for another 4 weeks. So I already know we're going to be oversubscribed because we have 10 other investors who have lined up now to invest in the company. So if your focus is e-commerce or if video excites you, you know, please connect with me. You know, still a round is still open, and we're happy to connect with you, have more conversations, and have you as an investor.
Oh man, this is great. I mean, love it. And at the end of the show, I'll of course give you an opportunity to leave contact information, and we'll definitely put that in the show notes as well. So I mean, a lot going on. You're still standing, look good. Everything's set, close to seed round. I mean, that's awesome. You're on a roll. What's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for Viral? What's next for everything?
Yeah. So, you know, for us, it really at this point, it's really growth mm-hmm. and growth. And that means a number of different things. You know, one is, you know, we want to get to certain milestones with revenue. We're already generating revenue. We have over 50 brand and retail customers. Mm-hmm. And some of our customers include, you know, companies like Google Android, Revlon, Porsche, AirAsia, Sargento, a number of different agencies as well that we're working with, and so yeah, so we're growing, right? So of course the number one thing is revenue, and then how do you do that? The second is really hiring talent as well. You know, this is it's always a team effort. So today we have a team of 15. I'm very proud to say it's a very diverse team. Half of the team is including the engineering team is women. Mm-hmm. So we are very diverse. We have 7 ethnicities and 20 languages on the team.
Wow.
So we want to continue to expand that. We have a very strong culture and value system in our company. Mm-hmm. It's very horizontal as well. Everyone talks to everyone. You know, at the end of the day, I'm interested in not just having great Viral employees. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in having great world citizens. You know, mm-hmm. I want everyone who worked with inside the company to be very proud of working with Viral and the standard that we have set here. You know, we have an amazing culture and I love that. Like, so, you know, we're hiring. So we're looking for, you know, experts to help us with both on the sales and marketing side, and also on the engineering side as well. Mm-hmm. And really continue to build the infrastructure as well, to continue to grow the company. So hopefully in another 10 to 12 months, you know, we'll raise a Series A round. You know, when we're ready, really ready to ramp up the rocket ship, mm-hmm. And really grow from there. So, yeah. So, you know, I'm also looking for, you know, if someone is listening here and is a CMO or a head of digital marketing at a brand or retailer or agency, I would love the opportunity to connect with you as well. So please reach out. And my email address is, it's ajay@viral.com. So it's A-J-A-Y, Ajay, 4 letters, @ Viral, VYRILL.com. So it's a play on the word virality. Videos go viral. So, you know, that's the closest we could come to getting the domain name, which was Viral. Again, I'll spell it. It's Viral, VYRILL.com. Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome. I'm excited to watch you, watch the growth of the company, watch the journey. And I just have to say again, awesome having you on the show today. If somebody wants to learn more about the platform, I'm also going to put the show in the show notes. We'll make sure that we have all this spelled out the correct way, Viral, and the website, all that other good stuff, because we definitely want people to go check out the platform, check out what you're doing. I think it's awesome. It really is a game changer. Like search in the video, I mean, I have a whole laundry list of reasons why Viral makes sense. And obviously, you do too, because you got a lot of investors that have hopped on board and are ready to get on this rocket ship and go. So I'm excited to watch you continue to grow and happy to bring this to my audience. So first off, thank you for coming on the show. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, don't forget, especially if you're a first-time visitor or listener, hit that subscribe button. We definitely want you to be a return visitor. Have many more mission-based entrepreneurs and businesses coming up, and we don't want you to miss anything there. And Ajay, again, it really has been a pleasure, and congrats on all the success.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, and great opportunity to speak with you. And thank you so much.